Phase two of Florida's housing crash in 2026 is about to begin, and many people in real estate are not prepared for this phase. However, the data I'm going to show you in this video is pretty alarming, and in some cases, sellers are already starting to take 20, 30, even 40% losses on houses. Like on this house in Central Florida, where the owner took a $140,000 loss. You can see they bought it at the peak of the pandemic in 2022 for $364,000, and it sold earlier this year for $224,000 at foreclosure auction. That's a 39% haircut, meaning that the scale of the declines we're now seeing in Florida are surging to another level. In particular, we're seeing those mortgage defaults and those foreclosures now start to increase due to the fact that values have been dropping for over a year. You can see that across Florida, home values are down 5.3% from November 2024 to November 2025. That's the biggest drop of any state in the US. And if we zoom in at the metro level, we can see values are going down in pretty much every single metro area in Florida. No area has been spared from this decline so far. And here you can see the biggest declines by county. Number one, the biggest decline for any county is Charlotte County, which is near Punta Gorda, minus 13% year over year in terms of home values. Number two is Lee County. Cape Coral, Fort Myers, down 10% year over year. Number three is Sarasota County, down 10% year over year. Number four is Pinellas County, minus 9%. Manatee County, near Bradenton, minus 8%. Collier County, covering Naples, minus 8%. Martin County, on the southeast side of Florida, minus 6%. Palm Beach County, minus 5.7%. Mind you, folks, these are declines already in the books that have happened over the last year. I warned you that these declines were coming in Florida's housing market in late 2024. And in some ways, it's worse than expected. Because now that the foreclosures are starting to increase, now that the mortgage defaults are starting to increase, this could be something that really unlocks not just a 5 to 10% decline in value, but a 20, 30, even 40% drop in value, which I know is what a lot of you are looking at. Here's another listing with a huge, huge decline. This is in St. Petersburg, 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,200 square feet. Currently listed for $310,000, but take a look at this, folks. The previous owner bought it for $425,000 in 2023. The price has now been cut to $310,000. So that's a $115,000 reduction from the previous sale price. And now we're getting to a price point, everyone, $310,000, which actually seems kind of reasonable here. We look at the pictures on this house. This is a livable house. This is a move-in ready house. Looks pretty nice, actually. And it's got a big, nice backyard. This is a decent parcel of land for St. Pete. 27% discount from what the previous owner bought it for, minus $115,000. And so that's what I think a lot of people aren't prepared for, is this next level of Florida's downturn. And you guys can let me know, as active buyers and investors in Florida, if you guys are looking forward to this or you're even seeing this already happen in your neighborhood. However, when you go to the mainstream housing market analysts, they're actually trying to tell you the opposite story. They're trying to say that Florida's housing downturn is actually going to slow and that prices are going to stop dropping. Let's take a look at this article from Fortune, everyone. It's talking about how Florida's housing market was skewed wildly by the pandemic, but it's finally coming to grips with a realistic middle ground, is what this article is saying. A middle ground in Florida's market. Does that seem right based on the listings I'm showing you in this video, everyone? No, it seems like a harsh correction and crash, but let's see what they're saying. Well, they're saying that Florida's housing market is in the midst of a major change and that inventory is down for the first time in 110 weeks, according to Compass's chief economist. And why is inventory down? Experts are saying it's due to rampant delistings and fewer new listings. They go on to say that now that inventory is tightening, the dynamic could start to shift because buyers will lose a bit of leverage and that sellers could regain a little power. The realtor they're quoting is saying, it's not a crash in Florida, but a reset. Now that's really interesting, everyone. A couple different things to unpack there. First of all, inventory is dropping in Florida for the first time in years. And that is true. The number of listings on Florida's housing market has been dropping for about the last 4 to 5 months. So you can see, if we look at data available on Reventure app, that we have 163,000 listings in Florida's housing market as of November 2025. That's the highest level for November going back a decade. However, it is down from the high experienced in April 2025. In April 2025, we had 182,000 listings in Florida. It then dropped down to 160 and is now incrementally inching back up. Because if we look at the home sales data, the buyer demand, we can see buyer demand is down 41% from the pandemic peak. So buyer demand is literally at its lowest level in 11 years. And so what I think we're seeing here right now is the wake-up call for sellers on Florida Florida's housing market. They're realizing it's a downturn. They're realizing it's a correction, and some are pulling listings. But folks, I think a lot of these people, would-be sellers, are going to be back on the market in 2026, and they're going to be back on a market with very low demand. And lower prices, everyone, that's going to be good news for you as a buyer or investor in Florida. The one point I want to make clear in this video is that this is great news, what's happening right now. Some people try to spin this into being negative news for Florida. No, this is great news. We want to see home prices go down. We want to see a stiff correction continue to play out. That's the only thing that's actually going to allow Florida to keep growing in the long run, is home prices going down. And so this is a win for Florida home buyers and investors. And those investors, everyone, they're a key aspect of Florida's housing market. They were huge participants in the run-up to the bubble before the pandemic, during the pandemic. The investors were buying up a lot of homes in Florida, the Blackstones of the world, as well as a lot of amateur investors were buying up homes in Florida, but they are no longer buying. These investors left the market several years ago, and they have not returned. For instance, everyone, this graph from Redfin is showing you the number of investor purchases in different cities in Florida's housing market. The first one we're looking at here is Orlando. You can see investor purchases in Orlando were down to 1,500 in the second quarter of 2025. That's the lowest number of investor purchases since 2014. And you could see here, they're down about 60% in Orlando, the number of investors buying. In Tampa, the number of investors buying is down by a similar amount. It's dropped from 5,500 in a quarter down to 2,200 in a quarter. In Jacksonville, the investor purchases are plummeting as well. They're down by over 65% in Jacksonville from peak. And in Miami, you could see they're now at the lowest level. Investor purchases are at the lowest level since 2012. The demand in Miami has dropped off the table to buy. And so these investors are out because, as I showed you, the rental math just doesn't make sense. As long as the rental math doesn't make sense, you're going to continue to see low investor demand. But an interesting question to ask, right, is if you're a regular home buyer, when should you start looking to get into Florida's housing market if you're a regular buyer? And what would be the tip-off point to tell you that maybe it's starting to become a good time to buy? Like, are we going to see a point in 2026? Is it going to be in the spring? Is it going to be in the summer? Is it going to be in the fall when prices in Florida go down enough to say, hey, maybe it's actually a good time to get in and purchase a house? We actually have a metric for you guys on Reventure app that will help you do this, and it's called the overvaluation rate. The overvaluation rate shows you how fundamentally over or undervalued prices are in Florida's housing market in this case, but also for every state and city in the U.S. we have this data. You can see Florida, the overvaluation rate is now only 9%. So, you know, the correction's been playing out. It's not as overvalued as it used to be. If we look at the metro level, we could see a lot of overvaluation in Central Florida. We could see Miami still overvalued, Tampa still overvalued, Lakeland still overvalued. Interestingly, we can see some markets here are starting to show up as undervalued. Cape Coral is now undervalued. Naples is now undervalued. Punta Gorda is now undervalued. These are the markets where prices have gone down most already, right? So the prices in this southwest pocket of Florida have already gone down anywhere from 10 to 15%. And so some of these markets are starting to trend into undervalued territory. Now, just because a market starts showing as undervalued, like Naples, Naples was 32% overvalued, now it's minus 1% undervalued, doesn't mean that it's just going to stop going down. You can see here Naples' housing market was very overvalued in 2006, crashed, and stayed undervalued for a good decade. Right? So we could continue to see undervalued prices start to drop. But what this signals is that if you are a regular buyer who has been waiting, you could start to, you know, make offers in 2026 with a relative degree of confidence that you're not going to get totally eviscerated, right? If you buy in Naples in 2026, there's already been a correction that's playing out. In fact, when I go on Zillow and I look at different houses in Naples, I'm seeing a lot of them being listed for losses. This is one such house here. It's a two bed, two bath, 1600 square foot in Naples. You can see this is kind of your typical Florida looking home. It's got the lanai in the back with the pool. Presumably there might be alligators there in the lake. I know some people who live in Naples, alligators come up to their house all the time. That's why you got these screens here. But it's a pretty decent looking house on the inside. Well, let's take a look at the listings history here. You could see the house was originally sold for $424,000 in 2006. So going all the way back to the peak of the previous bubble, it was $424,000. Then the seller listed it in 2023 for $630,000, 48% appreciation over 17 years, which actually isn't that great over 17 years. They then proceeded to cut the price from $629 down to 515. They actually sold it for 515. So this house already sold at 115,000 discount. The new owner is now turning around and selling it again at a 6.8% loss. So this is a house in Naples that was originally listed for 629 in 2023. It's now listed at 479, and the new owner is already taking another loss of about 35,000. And actually, this price of 479 is not that far off from the 424 it sold for in 2006. Literally 19 years ago. So that's an example of a house that I think is pretty fairly valued, right? The value on that house might still drop after a new owner buys it some more, but it's already corrected a lot. And if you are buying in some of these markets that have already corrected a lot, you could feel more confident getting into it, making offers, using that overvaluation percentage on Reventure app. However, one thing you do really have to be careful of in Florida is the insurance, the property insurance crisis that's going on. The insurance costs are through the roof in a lot of areas. So are the property taxes. Both insurance and property taxes are through the roof. And in fact, these higher property taxes is something that's starting to catch the eye of Governor Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is now launching a crusade of sorts to try to eliminate property taxes in Florida. And, in some cases, the tax rates in Florida are over 2% of the market value of the house. For a lot of people, they just can't afford that, especially if they're a regular homeowner. And so DeSantis is now detailing a phased approach to eliminate Florida property taxes with a 2026 ballot requirement. The governor says 60% of voters will need to pass a proposal as lawmakers move changes through the House. Now, this is really interesting. He's saying that people are being pinched across the economy in a lot of things. He says we're doing fine at the state level, but the local property taxes are hurting people. The reality is that these local governments have overspent and people are paying more and more for that. And at some point, it's like, when is enough enough? DeSantis reiterated Friday that the goal is to eliminate property taxes completely for homesteaded residents. It would make Florida the first state in the nation to eliminate property taxes on primary residents while also having no state income tax, which would be kind of crazy. No state income tax, no property taxes as well. Lawmakers are advancing a package of proposals in the Florida House that include a $500,000 homestead exemption potentially, wow, with a potential of $1 million for seniors, a cap on assessment increases, and the option of eliminating property taxes on homesteads altogether. So they're going to try all of these in the House. Eventually, I think they're going to decide on one to put on the ballot. And I get why DeSantis is doing that, because I did a lot of research for this video looking into how much property taxes are in Florida, and they are really high, everyone. The property taxes in Florida are through the roof. They're some of the highest in the US. You can see here on ReVenture app, we have data available for property taxes. Annual property taxes in Florida average around $6,300 per homeowner. You could see that's one of the highest in the US. It's number eight between Vermont and Rhode Island. So Florida has very high property taxes. In addition, the insurance premiums in Florida are the highest in the US. Average insurance premium in Florida, according to data available on ReVenture app, is $5,700 a year. That is the highest in America. So Florida has the eighth highest property taxes, highest insurance costs. There's not a ton they can do about the insurance costs right now, so they're trying to bring down the property taxes. And if we go down to the zip code level in an area like Miami, everyone, we could see property taxes by zip code are as high as like $12,000 per condo or townhome in Miami Beach. If you go to Coral Gables, taxes are as high as $20,000 to $30,000 a house. I mean, we got some crazy, crazy tax rates. The insurance premiums are also wild. We're talking like $12,000 insurance premiums in Miami. Now, Miami is like the extreme example. It has the highest insurance premiums in the US. But we can see these insurance premiums are high everywhere across the state of Florida, leading to mortgage payments that are extremely expensive for buyers. So is DeSantis going to have success in eliminating property taxes in 2026? I don't know the answer to that question. The Florida voters are going to have to vote on it. 60% of voters in November 2026 are going to have to approve that. There'll obviously be some resistance from other groups who don't want to see the revenues drop. If they eliminate property taxes, that's going to be a big drop in school revenues. We'll have to see what happens there. Ultimately, where is my 2026 home price forecast in Florida going, and do I think it's a good idea for you to buy a house in Florida this year? Well, to answer the second question first, it totally depends on where you are. What's your city? What's your zip code? And what are the listings looking like? If you weren't able to find one of the listings, like I showed you in the beginning, this house in Ocala that was a foreclosure, where the price dropped from 365,000 to 224,000, I mean, that would be a good deal. The investor that bought this foreclosure now has it on the market for $2,000 a month. That is a good ROI. That's a good cap rate based on the 224,000 purchase. And really, the thing that's going to help guide you in Florida's housing market next year, everyone, is data from Reventure app. We have the data that we just added on insurance premiums and property taxes, which is going to help you navigate Florida's market. We have our 12-month home price forecast, which is going to help you understand where values are trending in the next year. You can see we still have some pretty stiff downward forecasts in a lot of different areas. This is looking at Tampa. We got blue negative marks all over the place. Downward forecast is actually good news for you as a buyer. It means you can use this data to negotiate, get a cheaper price, make sure to pair it with the overvaluation rate, see how overvalued prices are or undervalued now in certain areas and zip codes. Certain areas are actually undervalued. If they're undervalued, it means you could feel more confidence in buying. It means that you're not going to see a 30% crash after it's already undervalued. It means it's already gone down, and the fundamentals are starting to point to it being a good time to buy. The redder areas are still very overvalued. You got to be careful more in those redder areas. So what you should do right now, if you're an interested home buyer in Florida or investor in 2026, head to www.reventure.app. Upgrade to a premium plan so you can access the data. Sign up for either the monthly or annual plan so you could track that data now and inform yourself before you make that big purchase in Florida's housing market next year.